like a guru. Listen to the roots every day, blazing away. Sometimes I get up before school, put on Jimmy Cliff or some cool ruler. Then I'd be chill in class all day long, in my head singing a reggae song. I'm in the mood for music, sweet roots music, sweet roots music, sweet reggae music. I'm in the mood for music, sweet roots music, sweet roots music, sweet funk and in the bowl, cause we're sitting at my house, and it's roots that we play in. You conga drums all day long, and it's roots that we bubble in. Oh Lord, oh Lord, I'm in the mood for music, sweet roots music, sweet roots music, reggae music. I'm in the mood for music, sweet roots music, sweet reggae music. I love to sing, I love to sing, I love to sing reggae music.
Welcome to Sensibly Cynical. My name is Sean, and you just listened to I'm in the Mood by Common Sense off their album I'm in the Mood, available on CD or on demand anytime. Today, I have a fantastic show lined up for you. We have two friends of the podcast, Don Damari, the host of A Teaspoon of Healing, and an entertainment reporter, Susan Amari. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Now I got all this, you know, I'm trying a new setup with the microphone and everything. So now that I got that all set up, we're ready to go. Susan, what's your background?
So I'm an entertainment reporter for Forest Photos Magazine. I've been there for 11 years. And then Dawn and I, we just started an entertainment booking company down here in Laguna Beach.
Yeah, so I mean, this is Dawn. I still do A Teaspoon of Healing podcast. I still do my health stuff, but I used to be on a music radio show, so I love music still, so we decided to do this booking. Susan.
Yeah. Where exactly in California are you going to be doing all this, or where are you located?
Laguna Beach, Orange County, so it's between Los Angeles and San Diego.
Okay. So give me some details on the podcast, Dawn. How's it going since you last been on the show?
Podcast is going great. Still moving along, people sharing their healing stories, talking to doctors, talking to a lot of more people about brain-enhancing, performance-enhancing supplements, like nootropics, like biohacking, just kind of optimizing your health, not always just like healing from disease, but people who are healthy and just want to like push it to the next level. So I have a lot of guests like that. It's still a lot of women listening, but I'm trying to get more of a male audience, and I'm getting that with these people, so... And as well, you know, women's health, and not as many interviews about Reiki this year.
Feel like you were getting too Reiki-centric?
A little bit, yeah. I just want to keep it, you know, a little bit more balanced. But yeah, I think it was becoming a little too Reiki-centric. Nothing wrong with Reiki, of course. We love Reiki, but it was becoming a little too focused on that.
Do you get a lot of feedback from your audience, or how's your audience, like, fluctuating? Is it just the same?
It's about the same. I think people wanted to hear about, like I said, like, biohacking or their health, get optimal performance. You know, still people who are healing from disease or healing from chronic illness or using nutrition to heal, but people who want to optimize their health, optimize their brain, you know, to be, you know, beating anxiety, a lot of stuff about beating stress and anxiety. So many people are stressed out there. I know, and so I'm one of them. So people really want tips on how to beat anxiety and stress, and to be at optimal performance.
Right. So, I was just curious on, speaking of the podcast, we'll continue with that. Like, I know, how long have you been doing that?
2 years for a teaspoon of healing in November.
Actually. I'm so happy for your success regarding the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy for yours. I'm happy that you've been around 2 years.
Right? Yeah, and I feel like I don't want to disparage Frank on the show. And if I do, I'll just edit that out. But I'm just kidding. But no, I feel like his heart wasn't into it. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But we just had two different directions. And I feel like our audience isn't as, we're not far along with our audience as we should be after 2 years. So I'm hoping with the new, I'm trying a little new marketing campaign, and I'm going to see how that goes. And I feel like I'm more of a, obviously I talk about sports and, you know, I'm a Jags fan and everything. And I, you know, I'm trying to lean towards comedy and sports. Those are the two that I'm going to, those are the two things I'm going to gear towards. And then of course, I'm going to talk to you about, you know, health and staying healthy and running and stuff. So I was curious, do you guys have any background on running? Do either of you run a lot?
Yeah, I haven't been as much lately, but I've been a runner for like 10 years.
So can we talk about that tonight, if you don't mind?
Sure.
Okay, so I had a question, because I'm just now getting into running. I've been wanting to for a while, and you know, for those that listen to the podcast, because I'm sure you'll bring in hopefully a couple more listeners from California, but I actually live on the panhandle of Florida. What's interesting about that is there's actually this, what they call Blackwater Trail. And the trail is awesome. It you know, it's only like 7 miles, but the scenery is amazing because they have all these trees that like that cover the trail. The trail is just straight up concrete, you know, but they have it's cool. It's covered by the trees. Like you can still see, but you know what I'm trying to say? It's like a hollow looking and it's peaceful. So
right.
I've been running that, and I was wondering, do you have any advice on how often I should run? Like, should I run every week? I've been running every week, or should I change it up and do like CrossFit, or?
For anyone starting out, I mean, you know, of course, always check with your doctor. Make sure, you know, your health is good.
Of course, you have to include that, of course.
You know, build up, whatever feels good. Start out low, you know, start out whatever you feel like doing. I usually recommend, you know, 3 to 5 days a week of, you know, a half hour of cardio.
So really?
Even if you can only get to it once a week and maybe do it a little more, that's great. Just do what feels good. And it is good to mix it up with weight training and all that. But running, do you enjoy running?
I do, because you may find this weird. You may know people that do this. I don't know if Susan does this when she works out or whatever, runs. But I can't do any of that without music.
Oh, same. Yeah, I need music all the time.
I've tried and I get bored. A lot of people like Spotify because you can pick your song. I like Pandora when I run because it'll give me songs that I was like, how did I miss this in the 90s, you know, or something like that. So I'll find out new songs that I didn't even have no idea existed. And, you know, it keeps it interesting, you know, it keeps my mind focused and everything, you know.
Yeah, no, we love music. We both. Yeah, you know, music and kills the soul.
And Susan, we have some musicians that we
booked
for a concert.
Yeah, so we'll plug them at the end because they wanted shout out.
Of course, you can do whatever you want on here. I'm just lucky to have you guys tonight.
Oh, we're excited.
So my time's unlimited as well, so we can talk about whatever you want. I don't care. But speaking of Susan, I know you said that you do a lot of promotions. I know you just said that, but you do promoting, right?
Yeah. So I work with Dawn on promoting the different bands and hoping to, you know, make to do different events with them or to introduce them to different event areas, venues and so forth.
Okay, so is this like, do you do a lot of like social media, or do you have an office, or where do you run at? You run out of your house? Like,
yeah, we do have social media, at the Groove Express.
It's at the Groove Express, but we just do this like as a passion project for whenever we have time.
And we don't work with any venues in particular. We're not the promoters for the venue, but checking out different venues. These bands are mostly local to Laguna Beach and play a little like south of there, as well as, you know, Long Beach, but just introducing them to different venues, which
right.
is always fun and interesting.
Right. Do you get a lot of, what's the word I'm looking up? Not celebrities, but people that, like, high income people that frequent your businesses?
Well, that would be nice.
Right, so do you sleep much?
Is it like...
Yeah, well, at least like I said, we both have other jobs.
Yeah, we both have other jobs, so I guess whenever we have the opportunity, we will talk to the artist and say, okay, like, you know what, Dawn and I, we go out a lot in Laguna Beach or in Orange County. We see a certain venue, we will ask for the talent booker, and then we will talk to our artist, like, negotiate in between. See if we can get like a concert going.
Right, so you're basically logistics, right?
Well, it's the booking, so basically you gotta find out if the dates work.
Right, well, that's logistics, yeah, logistics, yeah.
There's so many different ways that they try to pay the bands. You know, most of the bands want a flat rate, and a lot of the venues, if they're not familiar with them, they want to, it's called door deals, and some of the door deals are not good. Sometimes they're gonna give them all of the ticket sales, sometimes they're gonna hardly give them any money. Or they're going to make them just sell tickets. So it's negotiating, and we're trying to do some special events, or we actually have some special events planned for 2020. But yeah, it's not our full-time job, and if it was, we would be able to handle the kids because it's a lot of nighttime stuff.
Well, right. So, what are you most excited about? Like, I know you said you have big things planned in 2020, but what excites you the most about the future, I guess, of these endeavors you're planning?
There's a couple events coming up that we're working together to put these artists who just are playing, I guess, singles. They have music coming out, so we're just trying to release it. And so we're going to be doing, like, different shows with them, from a surfers show.
Yeah, we're having there's a Huntington Beach Surfers Association that we're trying to do, like, a surfing, like, kind of a show with a bunch of surfers and bands. Band music, beach theme surfers. I mean, I'm not a surfer. Our friends are, and the sport is really, I think it's beautiful, and so.
Trust me. Yeah, trust me, surfing's not my forte either.
Oh, okay.
Our friends,
a lot of people here do, and then there's also some other concerts that we're booking. We can't name the venues yet because still the details are being worked out, but.
Yeah, it's a negotiation, but I feel like songs like 2019 was amazing, but we feel like 2020 be like the highlight year where you never know what will anything can happen.
Well, I feel like 2019 has gone super fast.
Totally.
It's like Halloween coming up. We're, you know, Dawn and I are getting ready to celebrate Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
We're doing an Oktoberfest event on Tuesday. We're hosting that as well.
Yeah, we're hosting Oktoberfest.
Oh, okay. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
So anyways, probably one of the key messages of your podcast has been, you know, mental health, right? So I guess whatever...
Not totally, like a little bit. Like it's, you know, all aspects of healing, but also, yes. Yeah,
no, I said one of.
Yes, I do have some therapists, and I have some people that are therapists, so I'm definitely not a therapist. But I've had people talk about mental health.
Right, but that's one of the aspects, right?
Yes, because it's a big part of your physical health is your emotional health, and if you're not feeling good, you're stressed all the time, anxious, you know, you're not going to be physically healthy.
Well, since I'm a sports guy, a saying that's passed around a lot in sports is look good, feel good, so.
Yeah, so you got to feel good, though, to look good, but yeah, sometimes, you know, there's a lot of pressure on men, too. They're younger men are getting a lot of pressure, too, from Instagram, and we all use it, but you see a lot of these jacked up fitness accounts, a lot of these guys, so I'm sure they're creating anxiety in men. Actually, I've read research, especially in younger men, they're getting anxiety from seeing these images of perfect bodies on other men and saying, oh man, I need to get jacked up, you know.
Well, I feel like tattoos are everywhere there, right?
Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying it's a physical change.
I mean, I only have one.
I don't have any.
But you get my point. You get what my point is, though. A lot of a lot of people that are active and physically fit, you'll see jacked up guys with arm sleeves, you know?
Right, yeah, right, yes, you're right.
So it's very popular in the active communities.
Yeah.
Like CrossFit, you'll be shocked to see someone in CrossFit without a tattoo, you know. But
do you do CrossFit?
My brother does. I don't have any tattoos, so maybe I'm not the right person to talk about them, but and I don't see anything wrong with them, but my brother actually is a head trainer of a gym in Pensacola. He actually won best trainer in the area.
Congrats, very cool.
Yeah, he's actually in like they call it the Gulf Coast. But yeah, in the Gulf Coast he won best trainer. And of course you always have your regular gyms, you know, Anytime Fitness, Planet Fitness, all that. But especially in the Panhandle, there's a lot of specialized gyms here, you know, and it's a heavy market here, the specialized, you know, CrossFit style gyms.
Yeah, here too.
Yeah, here as well too.
Southern California and Florida have a lot in common with that.
And since my brother works there, I can name drop them, you know. It's called Burn Boot Camp, and what they do is cool is they actually provide childcare while it's a female heavy clientele.
Oh.
And what's cool about them is they'll actually provide childcare services while you work out. Yeah, so I don't know if you've heard of those. Those are more common nowadays.
Yeah.
That they'll actually contract a babysitter, or not babysitter, but you know what I'm saying? Like they'll actually contract childcare, you know.
Cool,
very cool.
So it kind of gives the vibe to the people as is there's no excuse. We're taking away the well, I have kids excuse, you know.
Right.
So now it gives these women who are doing this a lot for their husbands and families and stuff, like, all right, my kids are taken care of, now I can focus on myself.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So it's really a brilliant marketing campaign that's changed a lot of people's lives for the better.
Cool.
So he does that, which is interesting. So, you know, a lot of people laugh and joke about people's mental and physical health, like, oh, you can just go to the gym like it's easy, but some people legitimately are either, you know, scarce with time, they don't have enough time, so I feel like gyms like Burn Boot Camp are going to be more of the common going forward, you know?
I agree. Speaking of work, you know, so I forgot to mention earlier, Susan, she's worked a lot with photo shoots.
Really?
I don't know if you have any familiar with, she could talk a little bit.
That's not my forte, but, you know, we can talk about that. Yeah, that'd be cool to talk about on the show. Go ahead, Susan. What's your background with that?
So I've been working with Paris Photos, which is the leading Spanish magazine in Orange County in LA.
Really?
11 years. I don't speak Spanish, though. So my best friend, Francis, when I met him, I told him that I absolutely just love the Hollywood world. You know, I grew up watching Joan Rivers, doing the red carpets to Ryan Seacrest, doing them. And so I've always wanted to be a part of that. And so I told Francis, you know, give me this opportunity. And from there on, you know, I've covered many red carpets from the American Music Awards to the Grammys and, you know, many press junkets with Miley Cyrus and all of those people. And then with photo shoots, I've worked behind Mighty Garcia, who used to be married to Prince, as well as William Levy, who is the Brad Pitt of the Latin world. And it's such a fun world to be in.
So you've actually worked with them?
Yes, I was there. I was the assistant for all those photo shoots. Whenever I can, I love to go out and just help, whether it's, you know, helping Francis photograph the client to pulling clothes, doing stylist pull. And I think throughout all of that and my connection with Para Todos, that's how I met Dawn at the Groove Express, because I went to her when William Levy was on the cover and she gave me that opportunity to like talk about the magazine. And that's how Dawn and I met, was through Para Todos.
Yeah, I had a music radio show, and that's how I met her. I had a music radio show and for about 3 years. So I met her there, and so she did some entertainment reports. on that show and talked about, yeah, Parapotos, William Levy. Yeah, he's like the Brad Pitt of the Latin world. I hadn't heard of him, and yeah, wow. He's, I mean, he's huge, and he's very handsome. And
well,
yeah.
And then that's where she introduced me to the local artist.
Yeah, and I knew a lot of the local artists, musicians, so that's how I introduced her, and then we ended up working with these artists. A lot of them are reggae. Well, the main ones are, they're not totally reggae. They're like, it's like a combination. It's called surf influence reggae rock, basically. And there's a little bit of R&B to them.
Really?
Common Sense, at least.
So
it's Common Sense.
Common Sense. They've been around for over 30 years. They were signed on to Virgin Records. I know they had Baby Girl, In Your Eyes. They were in the soundtrack to Speed 2. And Kingpin. So when I came to Laguna, Dawn introduced me to them. So we worked with them. And we also just started to work with Pilot Duhill. And he's like inspiration to me because of just the way that, you know, he works and he does other songwriting. And they're both, the cool thing about them, as much as they have a Hollywood influence, both Pilot and Common Sense, they're both grounded to Orange County. They both live here in Orange County, and they both have amazing lives. And, you know, they're really sweet people.
They're not stuck up.
They're really sweet. They inspire me, both of those people, to be a better person. If it wasn't for Dawn, Pilot, and Common Sense, and Francis, I don't know if I would be able to find my passion. So I thank all of those four people for inspiring me and motivating me in different ways.
Yeah, I think it's cool and inspirational to hear that story, Susan. And, you know, that was actually something that was on my, I guess, radar, or not radar, on my plan for this evening's podcast, is to ask how you guys met. And it's just amazing how true friendship can impact someone's professional and personal life, you know?
Oh, yeah, she's definitely stuck by me. She's been such a great friend, and there's some new opportunities I'm working on that I can't fully talk about yet, and I will share it soon, but she's really, you know, been instrumental in helping me there, and I'm so grateful for it, because, yeah.
And I'm so grateful for her, because she was the one that, without any radio experience, she was the one that was put me on the radio.
Right.
Been on my side through thick and thin. She's been an amazing person. She's an inspiration. And it's hard to find, I tell everybody this, but it's really hard to find good people,
mm-hmm.
And when you find it in her, when you find it in Common Sense, when you find it in Pilot, it's just a blessing. It's like there's like this shining diamond. So I'm really grateful for Dawn. Obviously, we're grateful for you for interviewing us today. It's a blessing.
Yes, well, very much.
Well, I'm just honored to have you guys on the show. It's amazing knowing you, Dawn, and it's been. I know when Frank was part of the podcast, he would talk glowingly of you
off air. And I know if he was here, he would say the same thing. But like I said previously, the future of the podcast is bright. You know, even without him, it stinks that he's not here. But it is what it is. And I'm looking forward to the future. And thank you, Dawn, for introducing me to Susan. You know, that's what podcasts have influences on people, too, not just radio and everything. Podcasts, concerts, music, I mean, it's entertainment in general.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know, it's
a podcast, it really opens up the world where it was just radio, really. I could do this before now. It's really, I love how it's really resonates so different people can get their voices out there.
Right, right. Okay, so regarding Reiki, have you talked to Reiki Joe lately, Dawn?
I have not. He hasn't really been active online, but I did have a distance Reiki session from him a couple months ago when I got back from Europe. So
how's he doing?
Last time I talked to him, he seemed to be doing really well. Like I said, he hasn't really been online, so I don't really want to bug him, but I'm sure everything's fine. So I'm just taking a break. Because, you know, social media, you can get really wrapped in it.
Right.
Posting and it's hard to keep it up.
It was a pleasure having him on the show. Me, Frank and I interviewed him not too while after, you know. And he's an inspirational person as well, you know, what he does. And, you know, I know his family and everything really is amazing as well. So
yeah, he's got three young daughters.
Yeah. So Susan, what's your history with podcasts? Do you listen to a lot of them, or?
Oh yeah, I definitely listen to them a lot. Obviously, I've been a fan of Dawn's podcast ever since I heard her on the radio. You know, she has a beautiful radio voice, but I definitely love to listen to different podcasts, hear different people talk. You know, the voices, like she said, you don't hear everybody's story, but with a podcast world, you're able to hear different people's story and see how they impact your life.
Right.
Okay, Susan, so what do you do for a hobby, Susan, like outside of work? Like, what do you do for fun? Is there anything that you would like to talk about, like, as far as your hobby goes? I mean, what do you do for fun?
Obviously, I hang out, you know, a lot with my family and my friends. I'm Persian, so...
Really?
Yeah, I'm Persian, so I'm out with my family a lot. They, you know, they mean the world to me, and obviously, to be out with friends. But, you know, I just love to listen to music. I go to concerts. I'm a sports nerd.
Really? Me too. I could talk sports with you all night, but I know Dawn's probably not the same, so.
You know, my son is 11 and he likes sports, so I've become more aware of sports now, but yeah. Only basketball and baseball.
Yeah, I watch, like, basketball. I went to a few baseball games, obviously football, so I love sports. And obviously, you know, music, I think music inspires everybody, and I just, you know, love to hang out with my family and my friends. Because they mean the world to me.
Well, let's transition back to music. What's your favorite genre, like, in general? Like, who's some artists that you are inspired by?
So, I'm an old soul myself. So, I've always been inspired by, like, Johnny Cash, Frank Sinatra, Queen, Aerosmith, Justin Timberlake, Lady Gaga. I grew up listening to, like, The Doors, The Rolling Stones, those type of music, thanks to my dad introducing me to them. I fell in love, you know, I've always loved, like, Queen. He had such a short life, but yet he was able to inspire everyone. So I love the rock and roll, you know, I love the pop, obviously with the Latin world.
Right.
Selena has always had, you know, she's always inspired me because in her short life, she was able to do so many amazing, wonderful things. Jennifer Lopez, but I'm definitely that old soul. So all of, like, my music does go back to Frank Sinatra, to, like, Queen, to Lady Gaga.
Well, what do you think of the news that came out that Jennifer Lopez was doing the halftime show this year in the Super Bowl?
Oh, I was so happy. Obviously, working for a Spanish magazine, you know, it means so much that they're able to show different multicultural people. Obviously, she has an empire of herself. She looks fantastic for 50, but being a dancer, you know, coming from the Bronx, she's worked her way up. And Shakira is an amazing person, so I think it's going to be one amazing halftime show. I was so excited when the news broke, and I'm happy. They're doing different multicultural artists are taking over. I think, you know, that's really important to work, unite everybody together.
Well, who is performing with her? Is it Shakira?
Shakira is performing with Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I know it's February. That's my birthday month. But I'm really excited to just watch the Jennifer Lopez and Shakira. You know, they're dancers, you know. One of my first interviews actually on the red carpet was with Pitbull.
Really?
I didn't know who he was. I had just done the Teen Choice Awards with my cousin, and they asked me, they said, do you want to interview Pitbull? I declined him because I didn't, and they're like, Susan, you got to interview him. It was so amazing and so inspirational to work with him, and that was probably when he just came out with Hotel Room. And now to see Pitbull go on and do so many amazing things, and to see that, you know, you were witness at the very beginning, is so cool. That's why, you know, my goal is with Pilot to Hell and Common Sense, who are my really good friends, is to get them to that level that you never know what will happen.
Right. Now, we can transition to sports. Who's your sports team? Like, who do you like?
I'm a huge Lakers fan. I always loved the Lakers. Dawn's son has loved the Clippers.
Yeah. Oh, talk about a rivalry this year. This is going to be an interesting rivalry.
My son, you know Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, I can talk sports with you all day, Susan. We can.
I don't know about. Okay, so like, yeah, he was a huge Spurs fan, and then he was a Raptors fan, and now of course the Clippers. So he's really a huge fan of Kawhi Leonard. And honestly, like my son says, the Clippers have been doing well the last few years. See, my son's only 11. He doesn't remember the glory days of the Lakers. He was just like, they're not very good.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that. I mean,
the younger generation.
Yeah, the Clippers. Sorry to all the Clipper fans or any Clipper fans that listen to this, but the Clippers were a doormat for a while.
Very much. Yeah, he doesn't know this. You know, he wasn't alive.
Okay. I mean, they've had a couple strong years, you know, in there with I guess they had Cassell and everything sometimes, but for the most part.
I think this year is gonna give people a run for the money. I don't know. Like, usually, whoever my son roots for, I root for.
Well,
I like the Lakers.
We do love the Lakers. You know, New York, Miami. You know.
Well, talk about tickets.
Now, what about the World Series? So, like, my son, he likes the Astros. So they beat the Yankees, right?
The Astros actually, we're recording this Sunday.
Are they already in the World Series?
Yeah, we're recording this Sunday. What date is this? Is this the
20th?
Okay, so yesterday on the 19th, the Astros defeated the Yankees on a walk-off home run to go to the World Series.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, he predicted, he's like, it's going to be the Astros. So he's still with the sport.
It was the bottom of the ninth inning. They hit a home run to go to the World Series. The Yankees tied it up in the top of the ninth.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And then it was very dramatic, and it was late. It was like 11 o'clock. I'm like, I need to go to bed. You know, I got to get ready for this podcast. I'm just kidding. But I was like, I'm getting, you know, I'm in my 30s, so I try to get as much sleep as I can. But, and I guess we'll talk about, I have a serious subject I'd like to talk to you later about, Don. But we can, I've been wanting to talk to you about it for a while, and I don't know if I'm going to keep this on the podcast. Probably will.
Talk about it now.
No, well, I want to do some fun stuff first, like, okay. and then we'll transition back to it. Okay. All right. So we talked about, what about movies? Like what kind of like actors have you had any, like contact with any, like actors or actresses?
No, I mean, I've been to many press junkets. Obviously, I was at the Miley Cyrus one last song. I actually went to its premiere, and that was so much fun. I've always been a fan of horror movies.
Really?
Yeah,
you love it.
I think, you know what? I think because I grew up watching, or when my cousin babysat me, she would always have Chucky on the background because she was
Chucky.
Yeah, but I got invited to the It premiere by Francis with the magazine. It was such a dream come true. I mean, It too was really long though. So much fun being in the same after party and the same party with actresses and actors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Horror movie. I like The Exorcist, like the old. I mean, I love Susan, so I love that she liked it, but I can't stand like. But it's okay. But no, I love.
We love the comedy, romantic, foreign musicals. I've always loved, like, Johnny Depp, like, James Dean.
Oh, I love Johnny Depp.
Yeah, Johnny Depp. So you were big on Pirates of the Caribbean?
Well, yeah, I've been, I actually really like Keanu Reeves. Too. Like, he's probably one of my favorites because he's a really good soul. You know, he shares a lot with everybody, and he's a little, you know, the early stuff, he would always play, like, the stoner or whatever, but he's really, I like him. Yeah. But yeah, Johnny Depp,
loved him, like, since Edward Scissorhands, Audrey Hepburn.
I really like, you know, the double of stuff. I like James Bond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like
Pierce Brosnan.
Hey.
Like, I'm not a huge, what's the guy's name? Daniel
Craig?
Yeah, he's not my favorite. He's very manly and rugged, but he's not my favorite.
Pierce Brosnan.
I love Pierce Brosnan.
John and I, we attend the Newport Beach Film Festival.
How's the film industry there?
It's really good. You know, they have a bunch of film festivals, but Don and I have been going to the Newport Beach Film Festival, which is one of the biggest ones for this area. And it's so amazing because they do, obviously they show great movies, but then they show great parties, or they have great parties as well too. So you have that as well. LA Film Festival, there's a Latino one.
Yeah.
Film festival. Yeah.
How's the like independent, I know independent film festival, do you see a lot of like directors and stuff, people trying to like make it big independently?
I mean, there are. I'm not as much in the film industry, but I have like friends that are, there are a lot of more extras and stuff. You know, there's a lot of people who come to this part of the, you know, country, especially LA, and I really admire people who live for their dreams. You know, I'm not an aspiring actress or anything, but I so admire people who do this because it's putting a lot out there. You know, you're just pushing it, and there's just so much competition. So I do have a lot of respect.
I have a question for both of you regarding this. How often do you hear from stories that people just show up in LA and they try to grind and make it big in LA just by showing up and working hard? Do you hear that a lot?
Sadly, no. It seems to be about like you know,
connection, networking.
Is that a myth, or am I just wrong?
There are really good talented actors and actresses, but a lot of them, there's just so much competition, and there's also so many children.
Right.
The ageism as a woman really, it bothers me that men can have a much longer.
Well.
Like you want to play the mom or the grandma.
Well, my point is, I know you understand my point is, you hear a lot of people saying, oh yeah, I want to go to LA and do this. You know, I want to go to LA.
Just, you know, have a backup plan,
too. Yeah, that's the luck, but also have a backup plan, because in case that doesn't happen, you want to know what you're going to do. So, you know, to all those people, I know her and I, we admire you.
Early on in the podcast, probably, I don't know, it's been a while since I interviewed her now. I had a friend, Virginia Anzengruber, who did that, who went to L.A., and she was a PA, you know, and did a lot of the creative work on different movies and stuff.
Right.
And that's what she did. She said she found friends. She had friends, and then that they got her in. I mean, she worked her ass off. Of course, she went to school for film, you know, but excuse the language, by the way, but she worked her butt off and make it. So I feel like you're right. And it's kind of crazy how it is nowadays. Well, it's been like that for probably years and years and years. There's, you know, probably film and music icons that will tell you the same thing. It's who you know, unfortunately.
But really, just, you know what? There's a lot of talent.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you do have to have talent.
Yeah, true. But, you know, with auto-tune and everything, with music, I mean.
Yeah, no, that's why we say we're old souls. We like, you know, real, like, musicians. Not knocking anybody, but, you know. Music.
Yeah.
I like a lot of, like, you know, electronic stuff. It's not really my thing, but I have a respect for DJs and EDM people.
Yeah. How's the techno scene over there?
Yeah, I actually don't know, because I'm not involved in that.
Yeah.
No, we don't. But
I respect them, but we're not involved.
Yeah, they're not far. It's huge.
Well, I'm sure it's around. It's huge everywhere. It's kind of like.
In the 90s, there was a huge rave scene here.
Right.
I'm in my 40s, so I remember this. So, like, I. In the 90s, there were a lot of warehouse raves in L.A., and they were very secret. It was very hard to get to. You would have to, like, go to the map point. You would have a map point, and then you would go there, and then you would get another map point to find this location, because there were a lot of drugs, sorry. And I didn't do that. Actually, I didn't do the drugs, but I did very few, because I was only 17, 18 when this was happening. But it was really underground, so there was techno or... They didn't even call it EDM. They called it techno, that's raver music. So there was a huge scene, but they would get busted. You know, when they got busted, it was a big deal. But it was very, very underground. So
right.
You know, it's just very commercial. And I don't know if they have those underground warehouse raves anymore. But that was fun. I'm always, like I said, all the respect to electronic EDM artists. But I've always been more, like, into guitar, real vocals. Again, no shade or anything.
This is a podcast, Susan. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, I know, but still. Because I know people that are DJs and stuff, so I don't want to... If
they
listen, I don't.
If you dream big, you will make it happen.
Yeah.
What was your question? I wanted to hear that.
Yeah, so what I was wondering is, I know you said it's only an aspect, but, you know, I'm on some, you know, everyone, of course, I'm not ashamed for saying this, everyone's on, you know, but I take some medications, you know, for a disorder. Okay. And I was just curious... How often do you hear people go to Reiki and go to different forms of activities and such to get an escape from their issues? Like, they have any, like, you get hear from stories that people have diseases or such that they use methods of, I guess, for lack of a better term, healing?
Sure. Honestly, Reiki, like, I know I do Reiki, but I really don't do it for physical healing. Some people will claim that. I really like to leave it to... It activates what's called the parasympathetic nervous system. This is your rest and digest nervous system. You have a sympathetic one, that's fight or flight. That's what we're in a lot, because we're under constant stress. Our bodies are not meant to be constantly stressed out. We are not made to be that way. And so when you are always stressed, our bodies are primitive. So we think basically a moose is attacking our tribe, or like an invading tribe is coming in. So... we're always, like, keyed up, right? And your cortisol is elevated, so you need to activate that other nervous system. So there's many ways to do it. Reiki is one of them. So people with anxiety, but it's really good for that. Is it going to cure it? I'm going to say absolutely not. But the more you do meditation, Reiki, walking, just really appreciating simple things in life, even if things are crashing down. I know not every day can be easy, and this, I'm not making this simplistic, because I've struggled with depression and anxiety in the past. I'm not even ashamed to talk about it. And there were some really dark days, but what got me through it was just focusing on, like, the things you're grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
Whether even if it's just, like, I'm alive and I love my family. Happy to have a job. Or even if you don't have a job, I can see, because some people can't, you know, or just the noticing simple things on your walk. Those things. Can really help. Other things that can help, CBD is very helpful.
Or hemp oil. Hemp oil is big now.
Yeah, CBD oil.
Well, yeah, because it's under the THC to drive, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You just have to, you know, find the kind that works for you. The problem is the market's very crowded. It's not regulated. But there are also some other supplements that I've found. It'll have 5-HTP is a good one. The fan. There's a lot of on my podcast. There's some new episodes coming out about this. Actually, natural ways to handle anxiety. But it's not to tell people to get off their medication. Because, no, those medications, they save lives.
Yeah.
They save lives, and also, so you don't really don't want to go off that without a doctor. But there's ways that we can do this holistically as well.
Right.
And what I like is that people now feel like it's okay to talk about it. I think podcasts have really helped that people can talk about these things. They don't have to be ashamed as much. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm open about it. I'm not as open as I should be about my struggles. I mean, I'm better now, but like, like a year or 2 years ago, I went through some stupid trauma.
Right.
But it actually triggered depression and anxiety. I've always had kind of anxiety, but it actually put me in a little bit of a depression. So
right.
Using Reiki and some of these meditation modalities, I helped myself, you know, do that. I actually didn't take meds, but what I'm trying to say is do what works for you.
Hey, Susan, I had a question before we finish up here. I had a question regarding, I guess we can piggyback off what we just said here. I have a question regarding, I guess, you do a lot of promotional work and, you know, connecting people. Do you get a lot of people that suffer with, like, anxiety, or they get nervous about anything regarding entertainment, or you get a sense of that, anxiety or nervousness?
I think Yeah,
like people that are nervous to branch out.
It's a tough world out there. There's a lot of rejections, unfortunately, in the Hollywood world. So I do feel there are a lot of artists or people that are nervous about it. But I think the best advice for them is you have to go into everything with low expectations, because you don't know what's going to happen, like, at that moment. So just be strong. I, you know, Dawn has taught me to be strong and to be confident, because you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
So for all those artists out there, just go for your dream. You're going to make it big. And if you know, if you get rejected, it's okay, because you know you're going to become stronger and more confident. And you know, she has taught me that, you know, to be strong and confident. Because I feel like everything will get balanced out. You'll get what you want.
No, fantastic. And do you have anything to promote, or, you know, social media accounts or anything?
Yeah, so I have, you know, @Susan_Mary, and we have the Groove Express account.
And then I have @Susan of Healing. And you can also go to my Facebook, Susan of Healing. And then we also are, and there's a couple artists.
Yes, yeah, so and then we also, you know, definitely check out Common Sense. And then check out Pilot Doolittle as well.
T-O-U-H-I-L-L. Sorry, H-I-L-L. And Susan's name is A-M-E-R-I.
Yeah, so check all those people out. And Paras Photos is P-A-R-A-T-O-D-O-S. Because all those people, they deserve amazing recognition. Because they have helped Dawn and I get to where we are today.
Okay, Dawn, do you have any, I guess you both can go on this. Do you have any advice for people going through issues? Real quick.
To never give up. I know that's a song. Common sense too. But yeah, it is really never give up. Even if, you know what, and what Susan was saying about rejection. Rejection is redirection. It wasn't the right thing for you, even if it doesn't seem that way. Because I know, because I've lived this. But just to not give up. Just to keep pushing for whatever it is that you want, or just for yourself. Do it for yourself.
Yeah. Be strong, you know, dreams come true. Just make it happen. Be strong. You can do it. Just stay confident.
Confident and positive.
And I think positive energies are the best source for inspiration, because everything will happen. Just, it will take time.
All right, ladies. Well, I want to thank you again for coming on tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
And, yeah, no problem. And, you guys take care, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Now it is time for my sensible thought. I want to thank Dawn DeMari and Susan DeMary for coming on the podcast. I think they both are incredible people, and what they do to inspire people on a daily basis is incredible. Thank you for listening to Sensibly Cynical. If you could subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, it would be highly appreciated. Thank you.
Hey, this is Pilot Two Hill. You're listening to Sensibly Cynical, and this is my song, One Thing.
I just wanna mess around you, you wanna settle down. I spent too much time with my friends. I've been inconsiderate, yes, I have admitted it. I know what's got to come to an end. But I don't wanna think about what it would be like without having you encircle my world. Running in the rat race, trying to get to first place. You are the finish line, girl. It's hard to tell, wishes never seem to come true. I'm lazy and I'm foolish, altogether useless. Hurting you is all that I do. But when I am without you, I just think about you. I don't know what to do with myself. Every day's a struggle, staying out of trouble. Your absence is affecting my health. The one thing, the one thing.
I battle with my darkness, don't know how to stop this. Apologize is all I can do. I don't mean to be reckless, God is my witness. I'm gonna make it all up to you. And I don't wanna think about what it would be like without having you encircle my world. Caught up in the rat race, trying to get to first place. You are the finish line, girl.